Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is St. Louis's News Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends.
And this is Overtime.
Let's do it.
It's 8:33. Happy Friday. It is April the 9th. And hi, John Hancock.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
I'm good, but we're neither of us is probably as good as Michael Kelly.
No doubt about
this
that.
This song is for Michael. He's on a
it's
beach.
One of my favorite songs. It really sets the mood for the way life ought to be lived, right, guys?
It really does. We all want to be Michael Kelly.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
Ooh,
buddy, I'm in shorts and a T-shirt. Yesterday, I went and played golf.
Yeah.
You know, this is Masters weekend, John, and I'm obsessed with golf.
I'm aware.
So I was fortunate enough 4 years ago to go to the Masters. And ever since then, with the exception of the pandemic year, me and the other two guys that I went to the Masters with find a place to go play golf for several days and watch the Masters. And that's what I'm up to.
Well, that sounds good. We're glad you could join us.
I'm glad to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you what, gentlemen, we were a little... Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something else?
Before we hop into the deal, I was listening to that report about NFTs are from Michael. Yeah, I think it's a crock.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's a complete crock. You're going to buy a digital print of Dorsey's first tweet? I mean, some of this stuff's going for several hundred thousand dollars. It's all in cyberspace. It's insane.
It's the NFT, Michael. You got to get with the times. You got people out there that are collectors of NFTs. And, you know, the market for NFTs is getting hot.
How many do you own?
Well, I'm looking into it.
Do you put them right next to your precious moments and your beanie babies?
He's a Hummel guy, not a precious moments. Come on.
That's right.
No, I remember the first time I heard it was when some digital artwork sold for tens of millions of dollars. And I thought, I don't understand
month. This.
We need to learn more. So anyway, we may think it's a crock, but it is a thing. And at least
Hancock and Kelly have lots of NFTs to sell people. They can just send $10,000.
Sure.
Care of MSK at KMOX Studio, and we'll get it to them. Right, John?
Oh, buddy, I've been creating NFTs, you know, in my head. And so it's just a matter of getting into the production mode.
All right. Well, we were a bit concerned when FEMA's mass vaccination site opened at the Dome on Wednesday, and they were hoping for 3,000 people a day, and only about 700 people showed up. So there were all kinds of theories. My theory was just that people don't know about it. We just assume that everybody, you know, lives, breathes, and eats news 24/7, like those of us in the business. But we did our best to get the word out again and encourage people to go. And sure enough, yesterday, 2,400 people showed up. So that's way better. And a lot of it was people just walking in, because we've been telling people you don't even need an appointment. Show up at the Dome and get a shot. And people are like, oh, okay. I wonder how many people who came for the game decided, hey, I'm at Busch Stadium, I'll just go over to the Dome and get myself a COVID vaccine. And as of today, everyone in Missouri 16 and older is eligible to get one in Missouri, and that'll be the rule in Illinois on Monday as well. In total, 4.5 million people are now eligible to get it, and there are plenty of places to get it. So, Michael, are we finally hitting the totals we need? Are you feeling better?
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that it's open to everyone now is exciting to me. So on Saturday, I got my shot, and I went down to the dome and stood in line. And let me just tell you guys, I know we rip on government a lot for, you know, it can't pave roads or it can't do this or this is falling apart. This process for the vaccination is the most smooth thing I have ever participated in the government was a part of. And further, what was awesome about it is everybody working there, but more importantly, everyone in line was so chipper and happy. There was none of the nonsense you deal with when you have thousands of people together and there's always that one jerk. It didn't happen. And I have to tell you, kudos to Mayor Crewson and the health department and the state for all the work they're doing. It could not have run more smoothly. I'm so excited that I've got my shot now, Debbie. I feel like we've got a new lease on life.
How can you tell if somebody's chipper and happy when they're wearing a mask?
See the smile in their eyes, John.
It's the eyes.
Smile in the eyes.
The glint of the eye.
That's right. I still do smile, even in pictures. If I have a mask on, I smile, and then I catch myself.
Yeah. Sometimes I stick my tongue out just to, you know, say, well, I had my tongue out.
Well, city health officials are saying that there is definitely a rise of COVID cases among younger people. Dr. Frederick Eccles says residents 20 to 39 are now the primary driver of cases in St. Louis City and County and around the country. There's also been an uptick in the cases among youth, meaning those 19 and under. So this was kind of the age group we weren't that worried about, but apparently they're not worried about it either because they're just out there. Any concerns about rising cases among younger people, John?
Not really, because old folks like us are getting the vaccine. So supposedly, according to what the science says, we're like 90%+ safe. It would stand to reason that younger people who haven't gotten the vaccines are going to be showing a higher incidence of the virus. Typically, those cases are not severe, hardly ever. And, I think we're getting closer and closer and closer to normal. And I can't wait.
Michael?
They're kids. My parents had to tell me things 7 times before I would remember it when I was 17, 18 years old. So, look, we've got to just keep moving forward, keep offering the vaccine. They'll come around. They'll hear us. They'll see it. But there's no doubt about it that, if you're in college or high school and you don't think this affects you, I think those feelings are going to change as this vaccine permeates in other areas, but it may be running rampant amongst young people. They'll eventually fix it. It just takes about 7 times to tell them.
Well, just how powerful is the St. Louis mayor's office? We're going to talk about that and more when we come back with round 2 of OT.
Get ready for the Cards and Brewers Saturday afternoon. Ambren Pregame Show 12:20. First pitch with Mike Shannon and John Rooney 1:15. Hear it here on your voice of the St. Louis Cardinals, KMOX.
Nice.
That's 4-4 time, Hancock, if you don't know.
It's a put-on.
Yeah, it is.
Eminence front. Huh. Okay, well, that was Michael Kelly and John Hancock. I'm Debbie Monterey. And incoming St. Louis Mayor Tishara Jones, she is going to have to work with the Board of Aldermen to accomplish her agenda, says Aldermanic President and 3-time mayoral candidate Lewis Reed. He says the city charter limits the mayor's powers.
It's going to take cooperation from the legislative branch. It's going to take cooperation at the Board of ENA. As the president of the board, I carry the budget bill.
Reed says he will not support massive cuts to the police budget, but he is willing to negotiate policies with the new mayor. So, Michael Kelly, how do you see this Reed-Jones dynamic working?
Well, everything that was just said was accurate. Further, I would tell you that we have the weakest form of mayoral government in the country. It's one of the things that was attempted to be dealt with and better together is to really restructure it. I mean, you know, when we think about powerful mayors, whether you think of Mayor Giuliani in New York or the mayor of Chicago, how do I not remember his name?
Wait, which mayor of Chicago?
The Daley.
Oh, Richard
mayor
Daley.
Daley of Chicago. Yeah. So. Those were powerful forms of mayoral governments. That's not the case here in St. Louis. And I think Lewis Reed is 1,000% right. I mean, he's going to have a lot to say. But let's not lose the fact that Tashara Jones had a very good and commanding victory on Tuesday. She has the bully pulpit as well as the support of citizens in the city of St. Louis to help shape and move the direction that she wants to take the city, including on budget bills. So I'm hopeful that while there's going to be a good check on her proposals, she deserves an opportunity to be heard and supported because she won the election.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess. You know, nobody's going to get along ultimately. And, you know, you're going to see these breakdowns. We're going to have a new and smaller Board of Aldermen just around the corner. We'll see what happens there. Fundamentally, they need to change the structure of how the city governs itself. This arcane structure that's in place where the mayor really doesn't have any substantial power is counterproductive to getting anything done.
I don't know how you make that change, though. I remember it was probably, a dozen years ago, we had four big proposals in the city to change the form, the way government runs, and they all went down in flames.
Indeed, they did.
You know, that's one of the problems we have in St. Louis is we're so adverse to change. And when you look at the regions that are beating us these days, you know, we sometimes like to view ourselves as competitors with Chicago and New York. But that train left the station almost 50 years ago. You know, we find ourselves now competing with Louisville and Indianapolis and Memphis and Little Rock. And they are folks, those are communities that made structural and systemic changes in the way their government exists. And that's why they're eating our lunch.
They're able to pivot on a dime instead of having more committees to talk about maybe changing something in the future. But let's talk about things that did change and then they stay the same, namely homeless tents around the radio station between KMOX and City Hall. They were back, and that was the work of the Reverend Larry Rice of the New Life Evangelistic Center. He said he started giving away the tents on Easter morning, so there were tents that were getting set back up across from City Hall, where, if you remember, I think it was last summer, there was a tent city that eventually got evicted. John, what should the city do when people start pitching tents across from City Hall?
Well, this is a good look for the city, isn't it? A bunch of tents strewn about in our green spaces. Look, there are institutional places indoors for the homeless to go in St. Louis, and there's a number of them, a number of shelters. I would prefer that they avail themselves of those facilities instead of, you know, having tents strewn about the city.
Michael?
So, boy, you've hit a topic I have a lot of thoughts about as it relates to Larry Rice. But let's talk about homelessness first. Our entire homelessness problem is being dealt with in the city of St. Louis. 300,000 people are having to really deal with the homelessness population that exists for St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, and the east side. Everything's converging down in the city. They're paying on their own. Number two, the city's got to enforce the laws. You just can't go ahead and put these tents up anywhere. We ought to have a place that people can pitch tents and deal with it. As it relates to Larry Rice, look, folks, I got a close to 15 years experience with this guy. I'm his neighbor down in the city of St. Louis. And while I believe his efforts are noble in terms of wanting to help homelessness, I watch what happens in practice with Larry Rice. And boy, there's so much to be fixed there. I just have relegated him to just a you-know-what disturber in my world anymore.
So many thoughts, so little time from Michael Kelly. Well, we're going to talk about cat paws and dad bods when we come back with round three of OT. It's 8:48.
Driven by the Bomarito Automotive Group, the voice of St. Louis, KMOX.
Oh, the genius rock star himself, Ted Nugent. A little cat scratch fever, ladies and gentlemen, because St. Louis County has banned declawing cats. We've got John Hancock, cat lover, and Michael Kelly with us as well. I believe this is something that's already in effect in St. Louis City, if I'm not mistaken. But the county council voted unanimously this week to prohibit elective removal of claws, something animal rights activists have been battling. They say it is animal cruelty because it basically removes the first knuckle of the cat's hand. Multiple offenses can carry a $1,000 fine. The ban exempts therapeutic claw removal if ordered by vets. So, Michael Kelly, paws up or down on banning declawing cats?
I have no knowledge of cats or what's good for them or bad for them. I'm completely ignorant on this topic. And I know it doesn't make for great radio, but I have no opinion.
I heard John scoffing, though, well, so I think we know what he thinks.
People ought to be able to do what they need to do. And if you don't want a cat scratching your face or scratching up your house or scratching up your wood floors and you want to have a cat, then have a cat. And
well, should you be able to cut out the barking instrument inside of a dog's mouth?
Well, and look, you could discipline the dog to stop barking, but, you
know. That wasn't a question.
You know, you spay and neuter pets. Nobody seems to be upset about that. Look, it's your pet.
Whatever you want to do to it?
Well, you can't be cruel to the pet, but taking out the claws of a cat is something that we've been doing in this world for, you know, a long time.
True, but that doesn't make it right.
Government.
I don't have cats, so I don't.
Oh, who would? I mean.
I would, but I'm very allergic to them.
Now you're talking, Hancock. Yeah. He and I are together on the cat thing. I don't understand cats.
Okay, well, here is something you can both perhaps agree upon. Mm. Dad bods are awesome.
Mm. Hey now.
In a survey, 2,000 singles were asked what their preferred body type for a partner was, what they looked for in a partner, and what body they considered themselves to have. All right, it's nearly 75% of respondents said they preferred a partner with a dad bod over any other type of body. That's a 2021 survey. Do you believe that, John Hancock?
Well, yeah. I'm 10 years removed from my dad bod. I've now got more of a granddad bod, which I don't think people find particularly appealing. But yeah, the dad bod back in the day was, you know, it kind of says stability.
Michael, do you think that might be that, like, you know, men answering a survey and saying, oh, I really, my favorite thing, a body part about a woman is their mind.
Yeah. It's a man's world, Debbie.
I love dad bods.
That's what the study tells me. Can you believe this? Dad bods are going to... Buddy, I'm the new George Clooney. If dad bods work, I'm all in. Let's go.
Although, in all truth, if you've ever dated a guy who has an incredible body, he is definitely going to spend more time in the gym than he spends with you.
Well, that's right.
So there's that.
Nobody has to worry about me doing that to him.
You got all John's attention.
To be with you good people today.
Oh, all right. It is 8:57. Hancock and Kelly up after the news.
Too sexy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.